follow. Blair ends. Caslow. The 12 Proclamations. 1. We will specialize. 2. We will replace presentations with conversations. 3. We will diagnose before we prescribe. 4. We will rethink what it means to sell. 5. We will do with words what we used to do with paper. 6. We will be selective. 7. We will build expertise rapidly. 8. We will not solve problems before we are paid. 9. We will address issues of money early. 10. We will refuse to work at a loss. 11. We will charge more. 12. We will hold our heads high. The first proclamation, we will specialize. We will acknowledge that it is the availability of substitutes, the legitimate alternatives to the offerings of our firm, that allows the client to ask and compels us to give our thinking away for free. If we are not seen as more expert than our competition, then we will be viewed as one in a sea of many, and we will have little power in our relationships with our clients and prospects. The world does not need another generalist design firm. There are enough full-service advertising agencies and marketing communications firms. The world is drowning in undifferentiated creative businesses. What the world needs, what the better clients are willing to pay for, and what our people want to develop and deliver is deep expertise. Expertise is the only valid basis for differentiating ourselves from the competition. Not personality, not process, not price. It is expertise and expertise alone that will set us apart in a meaningful way and allow us to deal with our clients and prospects from a position of power. Power in the client-agency relationship usually rests with the client. His power comes from the alternatives that he sees to hiring us. When the client has few alternatives to our expertise, then we can dictate pricing, we can set the terms of the engagement, and we can take control in a manner that better ensures that our ideas and advice have the desired impact. When the alternatives to hiring us are many, the client will dictate price. He will set the terms of the engagement. He will determine how many of our ideas and how much of our advice we need to part with for free in order to decide if he will choose to work with us. It is first through positioning our firm that we begin to shift the power in the buy-sell relationship and change the way our services are bought and sold. Positioning is the foundation of business development success and of business success. If we fail on this front, we face a long, costly uphill journey as owners of creative businesses. The purpose of positioning. Positioning is an exercise in relativity. Our goal when endeavoring to position ourselves against our competition is to reduce or outright eliminate them. When we drastically reduce the real alternatives to hiring our firm, we shift the power balance away from the client and toward us. This power shift allows us to affect the buying process and increase our ability to protect ourselves from having to part with our thinking for free, from having to respond to wasteful and inefficient tenders or requests for proposals, and to otherwise devalue our own offering or increase our cost of sale. The three steps of positioning. Positioning is strategy articulated and then proven. These components of strategy, language, and proof are laid out here as the three steps we must take to build deep expertise and meaningfully differentiate ourselves from others. 1. We must choose a focus. 2. Then articulate that focus via a consistent claim of expertise. 3. And finally, we must work to add the missing skills, capabilities, and processes necessary to support our new claim. What we call positioning, others more serious about the business of their craft call fundamental business strategy. The first step, focus, is to answer the strategy question of, what business are we in? Choosing the focus for our firm remains the difficult business decision. Too often, we decide to not decide, and so in our minds, leave open the possibility that we may continue to do all things for all types of clients. In creative firms the world over, firms populated and run by curious problems.